May I thank you all, my lovelies, for allowing me to encroach upon your time.
I'm not encroaching at all. You're very welcome.
Before we depart from you all this time, I come to you with a desire, if you don't mind me saying so, to ask you dearly if each one of you could send thoughts to those dearly departed who are so lost in our world.
Yes, of course. We can still do that.
So many send thoughts for those in your world who are sick, who are lonely, who are in need of our help. But, my lovelies, can I say to you, there are so many in need of those thoughts within our world. It is thought that they have help enough, but there can never be enough help. So I come to you this time to ask each one of you that in your daily thoughts could you send a thought for the lost and lonely souls who find it so difficult to come out of the darkness.
Yes, I'm sure we used to do that. You certainly will.
I knew before I came to you that it would be a yes from you all, but indeed I felt it necessary to come and ask you personally.
Good, I'm glad you found your journey worthwhile and your visit satisfactory. But there will certainly be a lot of thoughts flowing towards them.
There are so many who need help.
Yes. Of course, they come to you so frequently now, don't they? In so many ways, and so many people who are not aware of what they had to expect.
My task, my lovelies, is to help children who, I must say, are not lost for too long. But my plea to you is for those others who find it difficult to be helped. It is for them that I come to you for that extra help.
Those who won't open their minds to what you want to give them.
Yes. For them, and all others who are in need, I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and may I say that all of you will be rewarded for your efforts.
Their reward will be in knowing that they can be helped.
They can, and they will. But if only people on earth would realize that they are not restricted to helping those in the human form. We know you have done much to help those in distress. We know you understand. So for this reason, I come to you this day.
I'm very pleased to know that our thoughts can be of such help in your world.
I am being instructed to tell you once more, you are being taught power of thought. I hope you understand that message. And I will say to you, my lovelies, may God be with you always. May there always be love within your hearts.
And be with your sister.
Thank you.
Bye to you. And this you and all those with you.
Hello, mister.
Hello.
Oh, can I come you. Just for a minute, mister?
Come as long as you wish.
Yes, I just want to say, mister, you can be helped. Because I was helped. Yes, oh, I was helped.
That's fine. We're pleased to know that.
I was all lost in a mist and I didn't know where I was. So I want you all to know that you can help.
Yes, we certainly believe we can.
Yes, that's all I want to say, mister.
Thank you very much for coming to tell us. You're out of the mist for good now, are you?
Yes.
Enjoying the sunshine?
Yes.
Good. That's lovely. And I know you're helping others, still trying to help others to get out of the mist too.
Yes, I am, mister. Yes, I am.
I know you are. That's very kind of you. And we should certainly send all our thoughts as often as we can to all those who are still in the mist and the dark.
Yeah. My name's Georgie and you knew her, George, didn't you, mister?
Yes, I did.
Yes. Anyway, I'm off.
Okay, Georgie. Goodbye to you and God bless you. We're very happy to know you're in the sunshine. Goodbye to you. Pity to have to let those sisters go, isn't it, when they come through like that? It's a lovely atmosphere with them. Just feel them radiating it. That's about all we've known tonight, I think. End of September 29th meeting.